You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Jordan Nathan is the founder and CEO of Caraway, a cookware and home brand he launched back in 2019 after having a scary experience with Teflon. Caraway is a non-toxic, eco-friendly brand with very sharp design and some pleasing colorways, making pots, pans, linens, and accessories. Here now is Jordan with the story of Caraway.
Caraway is a home goods and kitchen brand focused on thoughtfully designed, non-toxic products. You know, we aim to make people's houses healthier. And, you know, I think at the crux of what we're doing, it's really, you know, focusing on how can we actually make your lives easier through non-toxic products. So I had a pretty scary experience a number of years ago where I left a Teflon-coated fry pan on my burner accidentally one night for about 45 minutes. You know, forgot to put anything in it. It was just running on the open flame. And about 45 minutes later, my whole apartment, which, you know, in New York City are typically quite small, and the whole area in the apartment was just filled with fumes. And I ended up feeling pretty sick and nauseous and ended up calling the poison control hotline, and they basically educated me that I was likely exposed to Teflon poisoning from the fumes, and started to kind of dig into more of this over the next week or two, and found that 95% of non-toxic cookware is made with Teflon. It's a material that's had links to things like cancer and lower sperm counts and behavioral issues, and really couldn't wrap my head around the fact that something I was cooking off of every single day, touching my food, going in my body, was potentially dangerous. And, you know, following this experience, really wanted to create something that was safe to use. And I think, you know, since that point, everything we do is focused on creating a sustainable product that's safe to cook with and uses non-toxic materials. But we also found that cooking for a lot of people is daunting, and it's certainly a scary experience for most. And for us, we're really about creating products that are so easy to use that you actually spend less time in the kitchen and, you know, achieving that through those non-toxic materials. Design is a big aspect of Caraway. I think from the start, one thing we noticed in the category was that if you wanted color, the colors that existed were really bright and, you know, almost something you'd find in a kid's room or not in the rest of your home. And when it came to cookware, pretty much every product out there was just off the shelf from a Chinese manufacturer. And so companies will go to factories, there'll be 1,000 handles to choose from, there'll be 1,000 body shapes, there'll be 1,000 lids. And basically the standard process is to kind of piece those things together to create a product. And we wanted to create something that was new and unique and also timeless. And when it came to the design, there was nothing really modern or sleek in the kitchen. There weren't colors that existed in the rest of our homes in the kitchen. And we wanted to really bring that element into the product, you know, one from the design perspective, but also, especially since we've launched, one thing we have found is that people really appreciate the design. And when they do, they actually take better care of the products. And so even, you know, when it comes to product longevity or just even buying it to leave out, you know, the design plays such an important factor in the overall brand. I would say it started with just a lot of initial research. You know, I'd say I had a few specific things that I wanted to solve. You know, one was the materials. The next was storage. I could never really understand why my lids and pots and pans were all over my cabinets, and thought there was a smarter solution to come with the set. And then, you know, things like why are there 16 pieces in a cookware set? And so you initially started with kind of scanning reviews across Amazon and other marketplaces, did surveys to friends and family, and then early on brought on a design partner, a firm actually called Box Clever, who's based in San Francisco. They're best known for designing Away Luggage's first products, which is their luggage bag, and really had an amazing experience kind of working with them to design the product. Then following that is working with a manufacturer. And for us, it's quite difficult to find the right manufacturer, especially because we've got such strict requirements when it comes to materials and sustainability. And so You know, for us, that process typically takes a bit longer than most other brands, but we're really proud of, you know, our efforts so far to really reduce the amount of waste that our production process creates. So non-toxic is actually the number one reason that people buy from us. You know, we see our design as, it's really our marketing lever. It's what brings people to the site. It's what brings people in. You know, it's hard to actually prove this, but I truly believe that our marketing costs are likely lower because, you know, the design kind of helps increase the amount of people that buy the product and conversion rate as we measure it. And so, yeah, I think the one thing we really tried to do was, and this is hard, it creates a lot of issues on the marketing front, but we tried to really create probably 5 to 10 reasons people would buy the product. Obviously, the non-toxic is the core thing that we lead into, but as you mentioned, we have the design, we have storage, which comes with our product. We've got our colors, we have, you know, the quality, our packaging is part of people's favorite experience, great customer service. And so we've got all these core elements to the brand. And I think as we look at it, we want to create something where, you know, if you're not interested in the non-toxic piece, you're not interested in the colors, there's always something in the product or the brand that is appealing to someone. I think since kind of a young age, actually kind of going back to, I would say, freshman year in college, I don't know how, but I realized from a pretty early age that I didn't want to do something normal leaving school. And, you know, at that time was applying for internships in the finance world. And to me, the idea of like wearing a suit all day and going into something that wasn't something I loved was not what I wanted to do. And, you know, grew up watching things like Shark Tank. My parents run a small business. Always felt the urge that I wanted to create something. And to me, building a business was probably the most challenging thing in the world I can think of. And I actually tried to launch my first business right out of college. It didn't go so well, but was totally a ton of fun and great learning experience. And, you know, after a few years in my career, wanted to give it another chance. And, you know, it's been really a blast since, you know, launching Caraway. It's been a really exciting year. I mean, we just launched last November, so we're approaching our 1 year mark. The brand's been growing really fast. The response to the product has been just phenomenal. We actually crossed our 4,000th review on our website just this week. And it's definitely a weird time in the world. We're very, very, very fortunate to be in a category that people are not only still buying, but also is growing as a result of people staying at home. And so we've been really spending the past number of months rethinking product strategy. For example, our core product is our cookware set, which existed for about 8 months on the market. And with COVID, we wanted to give people the opportunity to buy single pieces so they didn't have to spend $400 on the full set, you know, as unemployment rates and so on increased. And so we've been able to kind of adjust the strategy there a bit. And then on the supply side, as with many categories right now, a lot of challenges getting products. We've been kind of in and out of stock for the past 6 months. Costs are really high to move product over from overseas to the US. And there are just a lot of delays. So keeping up with demand is certainly a good problem, but has been a big challenge for our business. As a brand, we want to be as accessible as possible to people. If they don't want to buy on our website, which is our main channel, we want to be where they want to buy. And so we've put a big emphasis on distribution in the past 6 months, and we'll continue to do so. For example, we just launched on westelm.com, Crate and Barrel. We're on about 5 other websites. And so we're really, you know, trying to get the product into, you know, different places that people like to shop. And then moving forward, cookware still is really our main focus. It's our hero product, but we are really excited about the rest of the home, and especially the kitchen in particular. And so, you know, we're currently really thinking through and working on what's going to be that next product that Caraway is going to launch. And for us, it's anything we launch will really bring the same principles of thoughtful design, non-toxic materials, storage integrated with the product, and really great colors.
Jordan Nathan, founder and CEO of Caraway, speaking to me from New York City. You can learn more at carawayhome.com. My thanks to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.